And Kate Carolyn has the news.
Taoiseach Simon Harris will travel to Oras an Uachtaráin this afternoon to request that President Michael D. Higgins dissolves the current Dáil. It's expected the request will be granted, triggering a three-week general election campaign ahead of voting on November 29th. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham reports.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris is currently in Hungary, where he's been attending a European Political Community Summit, which has been focusing on issues such as Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. However, Mr. Harris will return to Dublin after lunch and set in motion a general election campaign for the 34th Dáil. The Taoiseach will make a statement at government buildings around mid-afternoon before travelling to Oras an Uachtaráin to request that the President, Michael D. Higgins, dissolves the current Dáil. It's expected Mr. Harris will then immediately hit the election campaign trail in Dublin as Fine Gael leader. Last night, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, declared that her party is the only option for voters who want a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael. She said the electorate will have a historic choice, a left-wing coalition led by Sinn Féin, or the way it's always been, with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in power, who she branded Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
EU leaders are meeting for a second day in Budapest to discuss the European economy and its competitiveness as the continent continues to take stock of Donald Trump's victory in the US presidential election. Leaders will hear from Mario Draghi, the former ECB president, whose recent report on competitiveness is due to steer economic policymaking over the next 5 years. From Budapest, our Europe editor Tony Connolly reports.
When Mario Draghi issued his 400-page report in September, it was hailed as a wake-up call for the European Union to boost its competitiveness amid fears that its economy was in a dangerous decline relative to the United States and China. Donald Trump's victory has only heightened those fears, given that his threatened tariffs on European exports could knock 1% off GDP. The former ECB president warned that Europe needed to invest up to 800 billion euro per year to boost innovation, increase productivity, pay for the green transition, and meet Europe's expanding defence needs in light of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He also called for painful reforms, a move away from dependencies on critical raw materials from China, and the securing of important supply chains. Otherwise, he said, Europe would face the slow agony of decline. While EU leaders are taking the report seriously, much of its content will underpin the European Commission's new mandate, there are divisions over how far Europe should go to enter joint borrowing to meet the huge investment need. Germany, Europe's biggest economy and the EU's main paymaster, is currently in the throes of a coalition government collapse and an economic slowdown.
In the US, President-elect Donald Trump announced that Susie Wiles, one of his two campaign managers, will be his White House chief of staff. The appointment was the first of what's expected to be a flurry of staffing announcements as Mr. Trump prepares for a return to the White House on the 20th of January. Ms. Wiles and fellow campaign manager Chris LaCivita are credited with running a more disciplined operation for Mr. Trump's third presidential bid compared with his past campaigns. Ms. Wiles will be the first woman to serve as White House chief of staff. Vulnerable adults are being urged to keep control of their own money as much as possible, including those with decision-making and capacity challenges. Almost a third of adults in Ireland have experienced financial abuse, according to figures released by Safeguarding Ireland. Karen Carthy reports.
In a Red Sea survey, the majority of those who experienced financial abuse said it was carried out by someone well known to them rather than online or anonymously. The most common forms of this abuse included cash being taken from the house, change not given back, the misuse of a bank card, and property or possessions being used without knowledge or agreement. Safeguarding Ireland has advised people to avoid sharing bank cards, PIN numbers, account numbers, and access to online banking. It said that if help is needed with day-to-day spending, it should be from a highly trusted person and access should be limited. People are also advised to ask for receipts, get monthly account statements, and make an enduring power of attorney.
Prosecutors in Argentina say three people have been charged in connection with the death of Liam Payne, whose body arrived back to the UK yesterday. The One Direction singer died after he fell from his hotel balcony in Buenos Aires last month. Prosecutors said those charged were someone who was close to him, a hotel employee, and a suspected drug dealer. Officials said Mr. Payne had traces of alcohol, cocaine, and a prescription antidepressant in his system when he died. A man in his 30s has died after being struck by a car in County Clare last night. The crash occurred on the N67 Kilkeat Kilrush Road at Listeen at around 20 past six. The scene remains sealed off for forensic examination. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the crash to contact Kilrush Garda Station. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy today with occasional rain and drizzle, mainly in the west and south. There'll be a few patches of mist and hill fog as well. Highest temperatures 12 to 15 degrees.